This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Every habit follows a loop or a cycle. A cue, that's a trigger that reminds you of that particular habit. A routine, that's the action itself. And a reward, a pleasure or a benefit as a result of performing that particular action. And this is true whether the habit is good or bad, doesn't matter. It follows the same exact cycle. Now, how can we use that cycle in our favor? How can we use that cycle to benefit us as believers? This is the topic of today's episode, inshallah, of habits and addiction. But before we dig deeper, allow me to get a sip of my own addiction. Bismillah. Some coffee I drink now, you judge me later, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam. Have you ever entered the bathroom and without even thinking, you took your toothbrush, toothpaste, and you start brushing your teeth as a habit that you have been doing day in and day out for the rest of your life? The cue is actually being in the bathroom. That's the trigger. Immediately you remember the activity, and that's brushing your teeth. And the freshness of, you know, the mint or whatever flavor or smell or odor that you get, that's the reward, the benefit that you get as a result of brushing your teeth. Similarly, every Muslim, every believer, for example, as an example, we talked last episode about Salah, the Adhan should be your trigger. That once you see on your smartphone phones, they are called smart for a reason, because they can remind you, you know, to pray, hey, Salah. So leave out the match now, leave out the TV series now. Because the TV series is designed, psychologically, it is designed to hook you up on something that is not beneficial. And that's why episode 1, episode 2, episode 100, and you're stuck in front of your TV for hours, and then you hear, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And again, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is calling you, it's Salah time. You said, inshallah, maybe later. I'll pray later, but the TV series is very, you know, intense, it's very excited. Ahmad is about to marry Khadija, so, you know, it's a big deal. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. The adhan or the alarm or the reminder should be a trigger for us to move and go and perform our wudu. And once we say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and we say astaghfirullah 3 times, and we get into, you know, those adhkar and dua, you start feeling comfortable. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would look at Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu wa arda, the muadhin, the man who used to call for the prayers, and he will tell him what? Arihna biha ya Bilal. Make our hearts comforted, O Bilal, by calling out the adhan, because that's the trigger. That's the trigger that will move us all, and we'll stand together, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot, so that we can pray together. And after that, Allahu Akbar, very, very comfortable feeling. That's the reward. And this is how we should actually design our lives. I work with people who are addicted to many, many behaviors and so on. And I always tell them, like, put a prayer mat in your bedroom instead of your laptop and phones and the like. So as soon as you see the prayer rug, what would you remember? Would you remember YouTube videos? Would you remember TikTok and Instagram and whatnot? You would remember worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even without praying, that thought alone can trigger you to remember Allah and not to do anything that is haram or unacceptable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. Allah said in the Quran, wal asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah is swearing by time. And He's saying that indeed all of us, man, in a state of loss. By default, we are all doomed because none of us is perfect enough to attain this level of salvation, to attain that Jannatul Firdaus. None of us deserve it. We will only enter Jannah, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, by His mercy. That's why we beg for His mercy. And then they even told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even you, O Rasulullah, he said, even I, حتى يتغمدني الله برحمتي, until Allah showers me with His mercy. This is the only way that we will grant us Jannatul Firdaus. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us in Surah Al-Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. We are all in that state of loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have faith, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and continuously engage themselves in righteous activities. Look, my brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm not sure if you know about my background. I was a musician. I used to wake up during Maghrib time. That was my morning. I used to sleep around Fajr time before the Adhan or right after the Adhan. I used to hide behind a big trash bin next to our home back in Egypt because there was an imam lives with us in the house. And I knew that if he saw me coming at that time, he would pull me to the masjid. I used to hide. I used to bury myself in the bed. And that cycle took a toll on me for many, many years growing up as a young man. And subhanAllah, that same person is now sitting here recording something about the importance of introducing good habits in your life. So we can change, and that's the good thing. And this is what I wanted to, inshallah ta'ala, introduce you. There is a man by the name of James Clear who wrote a beautiful book called Atomic Habits. Yes, he's a non-Muslim. Yes, it's a secular book and so on. But actually, it's very relevant to Muslims, and we will pick and choose few tips today, inshallah ta'ala, to help you build or break bad habits if you know you have some. Number one, inshallah ta'ala, he said, cut out as many triggers as possible that lead you usually to that bad habit. So for example, if your trigger by sitting on the couch is to watch TV endlessly. I have a friend of mine who told me, I just finished today the episode number 114 of some kind of a TV series on some kind of a channel. You know, back in the days, we have two channels in Egypt. Channel number one and the second channel, you guess it? Channel number two. It was as boring as this. Today, endless channels, right? So if your trigger is the remote control next to the couch, every time you sit on the couch, you remember the remote control is here, open the TV, forget about everything else, then put it in the cupboard away from the living room. Make it difficult. Make that bad habit difficult to reach. If your problem is snacking, don't buy snacks, buy fruits. Replace them with something better. If your problem is the mobile phone next to your bed all the time, every morning, the first thing we touch when we wake up from our sleep is our mobile phone, replace it with the Quran, a physical copy. Subhanallah al-Azim. So this number one. Number two, join forces with others. People likewise who are struggling with some bad habits, you know, not being able to wake up for Fajr and so on, and join forces together to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us by saying, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, or Al-rajulu ala deeni khalili. A person is inclined to follow the religion or the way of life of his friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. So let every one of you watch out who your friends are. Show me who your friends are, and I will tell you who exactly you are. Because sooner or later you will slip into their ways. If they are righteous, Alhamdulillah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf told us that when you see those people who are righteous, when you see them, don't even let your eyes stray away from them. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ, and be patient around them. Sometimes they're boring. Sometimes the chemistry doesn't work. It doesn't matter. If these are the friends that are pulling me away from that which is haram, that which is wrong, stick with these people. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So number one, cut all the triggers that lead to bad habits by all means. Number two, stick with righteous companies. This is something very, very essential. And number three, Don't ever fear reaching out experts, people of knowledge, people who can assist you if the habits are a bit intense, that your friends and other environments are not helping you to get rid of. The Prophet ﷺ, one day, there is a very popular narration where a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and told him, Ya Rasulullah, allow me to commit zina. Look at the question. We are talking now about a man who is considered to be among the companions of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the best of all generations. This very man came to the Prophet ﷺ and told him, Ya Rasulullah, i'dhan li bi zina. Allow me to commit zina. The Prophet ﷺ in that narration never even once said, don't you know it's haram? Astaghfirullah, how dare you say this and ask me this question? No, he started asking the man the following questions. Would you like this to happen to your mother? He said, no. How about your sister? No, astaghfirullah. How about your daughter? How about your aunts and so on? Then the man said, no, no, no. Then the Prophet ﷺ responded by saying that other people too wouldn't like this to happen to their mothers, to their daughters, to their sisters and so on. And then the Prophet ﷺ did something even extra. He placed his hand over the man's chest and he said, Ya Allah, purify his chastity, purify his heart and protect his chastity. And this is what we need to understand, that by going and reaching out to people, seeking help out of your misery, doesn't mean that you're exposing your sins. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in fact, this action by itself is rewardable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exposing sins means that you commit the sin and broadcast about it proudly. Hey, last night I did this and I did that. This is what the Prophet ﷺ meant in another narration, that we cannot commit a sin and go and broadcast about it. But if you are stuck within that cycle of bad habits and you don't know what to do about it, the best remedy is to actually reach out some people. So don't ever fear reaching out, but be careful. Don't reach out your friends on Facebook and TikTok, and reach out those who are experts who can really assist you and help you. So I want you to do something today before we leave, inshallah, before we close the episode, and that is, I want you to bring a blank sheet and I want you to start writing down those habits that you are proud of, the habits that you really been consistently performing. Write them down, maybe use a specific color. And then the other side of the same sheet, you start writing those habits that you know you need to break. And then a separate sheet for a simple strategy of what can you do to replace them, those bad ones, and what can you do to quit them altogether, inshallah. And perhaps you can send your comments on this video, wherever the comments are, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and I will do my very best to engage with you, bi'idhnillah, in offering some insights. May Allah protect us all. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. See you next episode, bi'idhnillah, where we will be discussing now something absolutely essential, and that is behavioral addictions. See you next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.